I do need your prayers this morning. I have a little issue with my sugar, and it's low, and it seems to keep doing this, so. But I found that God has been my help, and I'm trusting him. I want to give my love to each and every one of you this morning. I am full of emotions because I don't want to get ahead of you, Brother Marty. You know, I'll just kindly walk down there and wait and listen to you. Here. I need somebody to write on the board for me. Pray for Sarah. That's the first time she's done that for me. But she's a lot of help. Let's bow our heads, please. Dear Father, thou art God Almighty, and for this we're thankful that we are privileged to be a servant of thee. We're just a piece of dust, Lord. And so we ask you that you speak to this little dust in Jesus' name. Amen. My thought this morning is the size of a man's hand. And with that, how's our faith? So the thought today is going to be on faith. Now you all, they sent me orange juice, but I can't do it by myself because my sugar is low. And I don't drink this by myself. I tried to work with it before I got up here, but the little candy I was eating what didn't do it. So today I want us to read and to think about our faith. You know, Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith on the earth? We're living in a time when our faith is being challenged. And we need solid faith. I believe in my heart, in this last and evil day, that the Lord wants to do something for the world. But he needs someone to work through. He needs some vessels, men and women of faith. When we read in the Bible, we see examples of how God worked in wondrous ways. He didn't lose not one ounce of his power. The same power that he had in the Bible time, he has right now. But it's up to us. Amen. It's up to us. It's up to us to open our heart and allow him to work and to show us what he can do. You know, we have a lot of sickness among us. And I'm not willing to believe that he wants to take all of these people. But he wants some miracles to happen. And we're going to have faith and confidence in God. and believe God. We need to get on some real serious believing ground and not just casually believe, but be willing to be one of these people that God can work through. If we have afflictions on our bodies, he wants us to be an example of how God can work. I believe this with all of my heart. I've seen it. I'm not just now seeing it. I've seen it over the years. I want to tell you, when I was 12 years old, I was at Monarch, and they had this typhoid fever, and I was one of the ones that got it. I went home, and I had fever so high that I was thinking the angels were coming, and I could just see myself going up. Everything was wonderful and beautiful. I wasn't afraid. But then I went unconscious, and I was unconscious for days. They moved me. I was in my mother's room when I went out. I remember this, just like it was, it's very fresh in my mind. And then they moved me into the living room. I knew nothing about it. That was back in the days when Brother Sam Barton was living. And so I came to after some days, and I don't know how, because I asked my mother how many days, and I was laying on either a bed or a couch in the living room, and my family was sitting in the dining room eating. Must have opened my eyes, and I said, "Mama." And when I did, I came out of the coma. I had learned to walk all over again. But things like this nailed it for me. Because I know what God can do. I was saved. I had gotten saved. I was saved. And I was ready to go to heaven. But I know if God can bring you out of a coma, he can do anything. I feel this. I know this. I have conditions in my body right now, but I have faith in God that he is, if he wants to, he can heal me. And if he wants to keep me with the tremors, and it's not, what they call this other thing that people tremble? It's not that. It's called tremors, what I have. If he wants to keep me with that, and you know, a few years ago, I couldn't stand up here, and they were wheeling me in a wheelchair, and the Lord told me he was going to heal me. I had arthritis in my right knee so bad that when I tried to go to therapy, the therapist said, "Your knee is too bad for therapy." And you know the thing? It was bone on bone, and it was painful. And you know something? The Lord told me he was going to heal me. And I believe that. And so, one day, I'm standing here, if I'm not careful, my knee would give way, and I'd fall. So, Brother Sanchez, you all remember that time in Monarch? I had a walker in that room and a cane. And I went to turn the light out. The walker, the cane, nothing could help me. I fell. My knee gave way, and I fell. I couldn't get up, and I called for help. They came. They were across the hall from me. And they came, and they got somebody. They came and picked me up and put me in the bed. Two things. I could have broke my hip. God didn't let that happen. And the Lord said, "I'm going to heal you." One day I was in Oklahoma City, and I said, "The Lord said he's going to heal me." So I'm trying to walk out by faith. And my knee went down way, and I had to catch on to the bench. So I realized the Lord's going to heal me, but I have to wait till he gets ready. And then when he got ready, the Lord put some cushion in my knee. It's no longer bone on bone. And I can walk now on that same leg and knee. I do walk funny, but that knee doesn't hurt. There is no bone pressing against bone, because God did it. He healed me. Like the man, he said his feet and ankle bones receive strength. My knee receives strength. So that's just some of it. I've seen, when I grew up, Brother Sam Barton had cancer on his face. And my aunt, Sister Teresa, took a burden for him, fasted and prayed 9 days. The saints went over and they at the end and they prayed for him. The Lord took that cancer off of his face. It was clear. I mean, this is something I saw, not something someone told me. And yet, before he died, he nicked that place with the thing and it came back. Yes, it came back, but I saw God heal him. And from what I understand, there was a reason that it came back, he felt. But anyway, no matter what, I know what God can do. Right. I've seen it. Right. I've from a child up, and so I'm proclaiming what I've seen. Yes. God wants us to, and not only that, have I not seen any of that. I see what he's saying in his word, and I believe his word. Let's get on believing ground. Let's stop this being doubtful and thinking, oh, this is too hard. Cancer is not too hard for God. We can believe him, and he can take it away. Diabetes, none of these things. Now, I know the Lord wants you to use wisdom. We can do that. But we don't have to trust in the aid of man, because God is all powerful. Let's don't put the doctor above God. God is above everything. And to be honest with you, if God didn't have mercy, they couldn't do a thing. They cannot give life. It's God to do it. They can't extend life unless God is willing for it. So let's believe in God. Let's trust him. It's time for us to look beyond what we see. Let's get our eyes away from everything around us and lift our eyes up to the God of heaven. While I'm here, I love God so much. He's God Almighty. Let's not think of him as a little weakling. He's God Almighty. He made everything. He made the world. He made us. He knows all about us, you all. Please, I'm getting excited. Please forgive me. Let's go to 1 Kings 18 and 20 to 30. God wants to show his great power today. He wants to turn the hearts of the people back to him. Do you know people's hearts have turned away from God? They don't want anything to do with him. They just want to do their own thing in their own way. But God wants to turn the hearts of the people back to him. And if we can but have faith and believe in him, he can work through us that will convince people that God, the Lord, he is the God. Amen. Somebody please read this for me. 18, 20 to 30.
And said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many. And call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded.
Okay, so here, the people had, their mind was not to God. They were divided. And Elijah put this before them, that the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And so they thought that was good. So the prophets of Baal, they were doing all their what they knew to do to try to get their God to answer, but he didn't. And can you read on?
And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant.
And okay, stop just a minute. We want the people around us, to recognize that God is the God. And if we will have faith and believe in God, I believe God could work through us to prove to people that he is God Almighty. Let's read on.
And that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God.
We can stop right there. That proved it to them. They were convinced that the Lord, he is the God. Today, we want to be able to prove to the world that the Lord, he is God, and that we are serving the Almighty God. We can do this. We can do this through God's help, through his strength. It's not through us. It's not us that's doing it. It's God. We want God to get glory. We want him to be lifted up in the hearts of people. I think of this song that said, there is healing in Jesus. There is a balm for each pain. And the heart that's broken can be made whole again. There are a lot of broken people today. God needs us to walk and live before him in such a way that he can heal people. He'll do it. He will do it. He will heal us and he will heal others if we will just be faithful to him and do what he tells us to do. Let's go to 1 Kings 18 and look at 41 to 46. It's the same, chapter, just go down. Yeah.
And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
Okay, in both of these instances, we see Elijah believe God. He believed that God had power to work. And so when he prayed, he was praying, and he sent his servant out. But why would he send him out? Because he believed it. He was expecting it. And so how much did it take for him to believe that God had already answered his prayer? Somebody hold up your hand. A cloud the size of a man's hand. Now see that cloud in the sky? That little cloud was enough for him to know that his prayer was answered and God was going to send the rain. And he did. They could barely get it, but the funny thing I read about this, Elijah was on foot, and Ahab was in the chariot. And who got there first? Elijah. God is good, people. God is able. Let's not count him slack. He's able. He wants to do some good things for us, and he's doing things. When he does do things, let's tell it. Let's not be shy. Let's not keep it to ourselves. Let's proclaim it so others will have confidence in our God, the God Almighty. But Jesus tells us, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, just go to, I think it's Matthew 21. We'll read that one too. Let's read Matthew 21:18-22. Let's look at some of the promises he tells us. We have it in the Word. We're not just believing just to believe, but he's given us promises. That if we will believe, we can have what we ask for. 21:18-22. Do we have some mountains that need moving? God can move those mountains. I can't sleep at night. That might be a mountain. Don't you know God can give us sleep? I'm racked in pain. It just seems like it doesn't go away. That's a mountain. God can move it. Verse 21:18.
Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto him, to them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
There's a promise. If you can't think of one, write that one down and take it home and keep that. So when you have a mountain, you can claim. We can claim some of these mountains. We can remove the mountains. We can surmount it. We don't have to be cast down under it. We can get rid of it by God's help. But we need to believe. If we believe, all things are possible to him that believe. We can have authority over things. Do you know? There are people that need deliverance from spirits, evil spirits. Don't you know the Lord wants us to deliver them? Through his name, not our power, through his name. He wants us to be able to speak to some of these spirits and make them go. We need to have faith in God and believe God that when we say it, get thee behind me, Satan. Get away from here. Come out of her, whatever. Come out of her or come out of him. And God will do it because we have faith and confidence in him. Now, if we're doubting and we're kind of afraid to touch it, we better not bother it. If we're afraid, but if we have belief, if we believe God, we can stand on the promises of God, put our hands on it, rebuke the spirit, and it has to go. It has to go. We have to believe God because God has that kind of power. It's not our power. It's not anything we can do, but obey him. And when we do, he'll bless. Let's go to Mark 1, 22 to 24.
And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Amen. So you see, he gives us the same authority and same power, and we can claim these things for God. 1 John 5 and 14. I think it's John 5 and 14. I may have written it down wrong. That's it. Okay. All right. We can't just go around doing things our own. But if we ask according to the will of God, we can get it. Would you read that, please? Just read it.
And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
Yes. That is so encouraging that we're not just doing it on our own, but God is, he is hearing us, and he will give us what we ask for. Now, I want to say that if we don't have faith, we can be a hindrance to God's work. We don't want to be like Thomas, doubting Thomas, and where he said, well, unless I feel the hand, feel his hands and all this, I believe that he's in one scripture. Let me see if I got it. John 20, let's read that, 24 to 29. Let's read how he told him, you see, you believe because you see, but blessed are them that don't see and believe, or something like that. Let's just get the scripture. Yes. You read it?
Yes. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Yes. So we don't want to be like that. We want to have faith in our hearts that what he says he will do. And how much of that we need to have. One scripture says, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done unto you. Mustard seed, I was looking that up. They're small. But so that means we don't have to have this great whatever, I'm walking around here, I got all this faith. Just have something pure and simple. Like children.
Yes.
If I tell my little granddaughter, Zoe, if I say, now Zoe, if you sit here, I'm going to give you some candy, because she loves candy. Don't you know she's expecting it?
Yes.
Well, God wants us to be just like that little child, that when he says he's going to do something, we expect him to do it.
Yes.
And he will do it. He is faithful. God is not going to tell us and not do it. He will do it. So I want all of us to be encouraged to have faith in God. If your faith is a little weak, come. That's what this altar is for. Let's come. Let's ask God to increase our faith. Pray for me that I'll be faithful.